not available anywhere else. Trainer and jockey stats, detailed pedigree data, exclusive Brits pace, speed, and class ratings, free memberships, free handicapping software, race entries and results, handicapper selections, and so much more. For a true picture of how the race will be run, discover BritsNet.com, the official data source of the Kentucky Derby.
Well, last Saturday at Monmouth Park, the Red Cross Stakes was won by Keep Crossing, a four-year-old filly by Is Stan. Bred and owned by Bird and C. Jones, trained by Larry Jones. Is Stan, with but 76 foals to race the full season, has compiled a remarkable record as a sire of high-quality stakes horses. In addition to Keep Crossing, he's the sire of Albana, a multiple-graded stakes winner of nearly $700,000. Is Stan Ford, a multiple-graded stakes winner of over $408,000. Mr. Bowling, a graded stakes winner of nearly $400,000. Both Albano and Mr. Bowling have won stakes this year, incidentally. Turkish, a graded stakes winner of over $143,000 to date. Antigun is placed in five stakes, four graded, including the Grade 1 Belmont Stakes, graded placed by Sotis Dan, plus stakes placed Young and Lovely in Northern Iowa. Small crops, big results. Remember that when you see a yearling by Istan walking to the sales ring. Is Stan, a multiple graded stakes winner by Gone West, stands at Mr. and Mrs. Burr and sees owns the Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com and keep in mind that the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
From the horse capital of the world, it's Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis on Fox Sports 1580.
And down the fence they come!
We'll talk about the horses.
Oh, whirl away, pulls away.
The people.
Here comes Tim Cam down the middle of the track now.
And the history of the thoroughbred industry.
And it's Trick Material that went to play 2.5 lengths.
Now live from Kentucky's bluegrass region, here's Ursel.
Good morning, and we are here in the Clocker Stand at the Thoroughbred Center right on the Paris Lexington Road. It's depends on which end of it you live on. If you live in Paris, it's the Lexington Road. If you live in Lexington, it's the Paris Pike. Actually, it's the Simon Kenton Highway, but nobody knows that. But you see a sign occasionally that says Simon Kenton. But
yeah, good old Simon Kenton.
Good old Simon. Simon used to own half of Kentucky, you know, but I understand that down through the years, all that property is gone that he used to own.
Yes.
His family got rid of it somewhere or another.
Yeah.
I guess sold it out. Or
gone.
Gone. Gone, gone, gone.
I got to tell you something that just was pretty
That's my wife, Jackie, by the way.
Yeah. We're out here at the Clocker Stand, of course, and it's time for the break so they can fix the upper track. They renovate it. It's called a renovation break, and they get out here with, I don't know, harrows or whatever they do. They think it's what they
whatever
need to
it needs.
Do. Whatever it needs. So Susie the Clocker just went out with his stick-looking affair. Looks like a. It almost looks like a one of those things you hunt metal with, you know. A dowsing rod, that's what it looks like. You're absolutely true. Anyway, it measures wetness in the track, so they know what to do. What was the wetness reading?
Around 50.
Around 50, whatever.
Whatever that means.
That means. But isn't that interesting? I just thought that was pretty good. She goes out there and measures it and sends it to NASA, I suppose. But anyway, wherever.
And anyway, that kind of helps them to pick whatever the how they're going to teeth the track, treat the track during the break, you know, and straighten it out. And then after the break, that's when it gets a little hairy around here, you know, because everybody wants to work on it after the track has been straightened out and it's really nice and everything. And so here come all the horses at one time. When I used to do the clocking out here, I used to dread it after the break because you just get snowed under sometimes, you know. You'll have horses breaking off three or four poles at one time. And I don't believe it's going to be that busy today because of the weather. The track had a lot of rain and everything on it. But it's muddy, but it's not in bad shape. And
well, and people plan ahead. Everybody knew it was going to rain yesterday.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're a trainer, you're sitting over there and you've got your at least 3 or 4 days in front of you what you've got in mind to do. So that's probably won't be many.
Well, if it gets real busy after the break, one of us, Jackie or me, will get up and go out and help clock.
Yeah.
Okay. We both experience clockers.
Yep.
And anyway, we clocker owned for many, many years. And then I was the official clocker out here for about 10 years. And after I quit training, couldn't believe they paid me to come out here and look at horses, you know. But
yeah.
Anyway. But then I got so I couldn't understand. I was losing my hearing, you know, and I was having a hard time understanding the Hispanics. And then when I couldn't understand the Irish, I knew it was time to quit.
Yeah, well, I never could understand either one of them, so.
Well, it was Jimmy Corrigan's fault, that Irishman, you know. I think he was talking in Gaelic just to get you. Just to get me. Well, what we're going to do today, Anthony Hamilton is coming by. Now, Anthony, I knew his dad, Joe. I've never met Anthony, but he trains here at the Thoroughbred Center, and he trained the winner of the Roxalana Stakes up at Churchill Downs last Saturday, so. You always want to get somebody on the air when, you know, they coming off a nice win because they're in a good mood. So, Philly's name, Fioretti. Fioretti, F-I-O-R-E-T-T-I. Fioretti? Anyway, it's as close as I can get it with my hard boot language. Dr. Brian Waldridge will be here doing a weekly vet segment. Of course, he is the, does his volunteer vet work at the Old Friends Retirement Foundation over at the Michael Blowens founded, and Michael is on his way. He's back from New York. He's on his way in right now. We're going to get in touch with Steve Moody, author of the Kentucky Handicap Sheet, which is published by Bloodstock Research Information Services. The two graded stakes down at Churchill Day, the Firecracker, and the Grade 3 Bashford Manor, which is for two-year-olds. This is probably the first two-year-old stakes race of the year.
I hope.
I believe it is.
I hope. That's awful.
I'm not going to bet the farm on it, but there you go. We got Jackie's announcements, of course, and stakes races today include the Coaching Club American Oaks, and we're going to look at some past winners of the Coaching Club American Oaks up at Belmont Park. And then if we have time, we'll have some readings from Joe Palmer. And let's see if I've got those stakes races that I can give you that they're running today. It's in the Derberis over here.
Susie said that they checked the track in various spots because they're concerned about consistency.
Yeah.
They don't want a horse galloping and going pretty fast. Now, they've got a – are they floating that or is it a harrow? I can't –
Here comes the tractor now, as we speak.
Yeah, they are harrowing it lightly, so there might be some workers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a harrow.
Yeah, real light, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very, very.
Okay, stakes races today besides a Mother Goose, which is a grade one stakes at Belmont today. Let's see, Saturday, the other grade one stakes, two more. Both of them at Santa Anita. One of them is the Gold Cup at Santa Anita. That's a continuation of the old race that was run at Hollywood Park, which there is no Hollywood Park anymore. It used to be the Hollywood Gold Cup. Now it's the Gold Cup at Santa Anita. And they're running also the Triple Band Grade 1 at Santa Anita today. Churchill Downs, it's a Firecracker, as I said, drawn a field of 9. The Royal Heroine Stakes at Santa Anita today is a Grade 2 race. Out at Prairie Meadows, they're running the Grade 3 Cornhusker Handicap. That's out in Iowa. Let's see, Saturday also at Prairie Meadows, it's the Iowa Derby, a Grade 3 race. And the Iowa Oaks. Hell, I can't say Iowa today anyway. IOWA. All I know Iowa. Okay. At Prairie Meadows, that's the Grade 3 race out there. $200,000 pot. Bashford Manor at Churchill, Grade 3. The Eatontown at Monmouth Park is a Grade 3. Another Santa Anita Stakes, Senorita Stakes. That's a Grade 3 stakes. And let's see, what else do we have? San Juan Capistrano tomorrow. It's a Grade 3 race. And, of course, they're running the Irish Derby today.
Yes.
So maybe we will have the...
I doubt it.
Yeah.
We're on early now. Yeah. Oh, my God. Michael's bought in a bucket of beer.
Is it on ice?
Woo!
Now, how are we going to drink beer this morning? Michael Blowen is here.
How are you, Michael?
I'm good.
What kind of
complaining. I took one bottle of Sam Adams a couple of weeks ago, and he complained about it for 3 weeks. I didn't want his blood pressure to go up, so I brought it back some beer from
there
New York.
There you go.
Well, that was my birthday present from Resty, and you out there stealing.
They're cold. My God, this one's a purple can. Wicks?
It's West 6. That's local. That's not New York.
Oh, yeah. That's the place that's in the old bakery.
Oh, yeah. That's a great place.
John Jefferson and
6th Street. Yeah. It's the old Honeycrust Bakery.
Yeah. Extra steel rail. Where's that from?
South Deerfield, Massachusetts.
Oh, they got those kids at my kids went to Deerfield.
Yeah, there you go.
I didn't know they had their own brewery.
It's a fabulous brewery, too.
Is that right?
All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to get Michael on. He's back from New York. We're going to see what he's I understand he picked up a new vehicle while he was up there, left his rental car there, and drove back with him. Only Michael could pull this off. We're going to learn about that in just a minute. Well, the first fool's but trap shot of two-year-olds. He's already sighted a pair of promising winners. Shoot Crap set a new course record, 5 furlongs and 57-2, to break his maiden at Belmont. Incidentally, he goes in the Bashford Manor today and tap it in the hole, one going 4.5 furlongs on the dirt at Churchill. So the trap shots are off and running in major tracks, and it appears they can handle dirt or grass. Trap shot is a graded stakes winner by champion sire Tappet out of Shopping by private account. He's a half-brother to the grade one winner and millionaire Miss Shop, and there are 7 stakes winners under his first dam. Can you believe that? Under his first dam. Well-bred horse. Trap shot won the grade two True North, the Long Branch, the Waldorf, and placed in 2 grade one stakes for earnings of over $703,000. There are 3 yearlings by Trap Shot and the Fazy Tipped in July sale, along with youngsters by the Claiborne's Farm Sires Arch, Blame, First Samurai, Flatter, and Warfront. For more on the Claiborne stands, give Bernie Sams a call at 859-233-4252 and see the website at claiborne.com.
It's a comforting feeling to do business with people you trust, especially when it comes to insurance. When we moved to Bourbon County, friends recommended the Hopewell Company. And that was 26-plus years ago, and they've been taking care of our insurance needs ever since. The Hopewell Company has extensive experience working with horse farms and racing stables. You're dealing with Joe and Ted McLean, and Ted used to train for Lucian Lauren when he had secretariat. So he knows what he's doing. They also cover our home, barn, vehicles, horse trailer, plus liability, and they've been right there whenever we needed them, as I have said over and over, when we got struck by lightning, and it sizzled all our wires. They were out there that afternoon, and so they did a great job. Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. They work for us, not the insurance company. So they're able to offer the best coverage, most competitive prices from financially sound, reputable insurers. Contact Hopewell Company. They will provide you a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. Hopewell Company, 987-2347, or in Lexington, 254-2431. You'll get great service.
All right, too. They're, of course, down in Bourbon County, and also down in Bourbon County is the Clay Ward Agency, which was founded back in 1931. It's an insurance agency also, but they insure horses, and they've been providing the finest in equine insurance for over 80 years now, and their success is based on hard work and dedication to and attention to detail, great service, and a thorough knowledge of the horse business, and those qualities are carried on today. By Shaq Parrish and Bruce Isaacs and John Hess. So if you want to insure, the sale's coming up now. You can call them in advance, and they can insure your horses at any purchases at the fall of a hammer. Just give them a call over at the Clay Ward Agency, and their number over is 987-1861. The office is in Paris, 1102 in Paris. Also, they're closely affiliated with Indian Creek Farm, and Indian Creek Farm, they've raised, boarded, and sold many of the world's finest thoroughbreds down through the years. Got a consignment coming up in the Fazy Tipped in July sale, a couple of nice yearlings, a colt by Scat Daddy, and a filly by Dial In, the Grade One Florida Derby. His first foals are, I think the first crops are yearlings this year. Anyway, that's Indian Creek and the Clay Ward Agency, and that's 2 outfits that you should get to know. Go to the website for Indian Creek. It's IndianCreekKY.com, or give them Jack Parrish and Nikki Dryan a call at 987-7443.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursel Ellis.
All right. Well, Michael is back, and Matt Howard just walked in with Gage and my little buddy over here. Good morning, Gage. You still running in the sprinkler? We had Gage and his brother over the other day, and we set up a sprinkler out in the yard, you know. And Gage, he and his brother spent 2 hours running around in that sprinkler. It was more fun to watch them. They made the afternoon, I tell you. We had a big birthday party over there. My birthday, Jackie's sister's birthday, my stepson's birthday, all fall within a couple of weeks of each other. So, you know.
It looks like he's over there in the chair checking out Brisbane. It looks like he's handicapping the afternoon session at Churchill Downs.
Well, pick us a winner over, Gage. Well, how was New York, my friend?
Oh, it was great. We had a great time. Had some meetings up there with Jack Knowlton, the fellow who owned Funny Side and still runs Saratoga Stables up there, about aftercare and some, you know, general issues that they're concerned about up there. So it was good.
Good. Tell me about this vehicle that you do about.
Okay, so my friend Joe Boken, who runs Ann's Washington Inn in Saratoga, which is
runs what?
Ann's Washington Inn.
Oh, okay.
It's where they let me stay for free.
Don't know Ann, do you? I don't know.
Ann's his mother. She's 90. I think she just turned 94. She's unbelievable. Cool. She's a really cool lady. Anyway, it's a great place to stay, and they've got a big porch, and everybody sits out on the porch and handicaps the race, and all anybody talks about from the time the racetrack opens to the time it closes, racing, racing, racing. So it's a lot of fun. The jockeys that run in the steeplechase stay there, and a lot of the trainers stay there, and it's really a great place. But anyway, so Joe, we drove up there for our meetings. We're staying at the Washington Inn, at Ann's Washington Inn, and I'm sitting out on the porch with Joe. He said, I got to show you something. So we went out in the back, and he showed me this van, a Honda Odyssey van. And he said a friend of mine hit a deer and knocked in the trunk a little, knocked in the hood a little bit, and this, that, and the other. But it was just cosmetic stuff. And I guess they totaled the car. I'm not sure what exactly happened.
Nice.
Totaled the van, whatever. And Joey bought it for a couple $1,000. And he says, I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, we could really use a van.
Oh, funny. Yeah.
He said, here, and he handed me the keys.
He's so subtle.
Yeah, so subtle. Hey, I don't have a lot of time to be subtle. I'm too old to be subtle.
So he probably said after that, well, here are the keys to my rental car. Turn it in for me, will you?
Hey, never mind. The reason I got to bring back that beer is there's a lot of room in that van.
But it's nice looking. I'm looking at it. I was looking at
it. No, that's not it.
Well, you got
the truck. That's not it. I got the truck today.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I'll bring it next week. We'll all drive around. I did drive it last night to yesterday afternoon to Belterra Park, and we watched Love Me Do run.
Yeah, second again.
She ran a good race. You know, there's a speed battle up front among four horses. One of the speed horses, one horse, you know, held on and did very, very well. But the other two backed up, and she came on really strong at the end. So
okay.
Tim's got her learning some things, and she finished second again. She brought home a check, and it was a lot of fun.
We were going to come up, but we were looking at the radar, and we were right. We got it. Did you? Was the track up muddy up there?
No. Well, that was listed as muddy. It wasn't that muddy. But
is that right?
Yeah.
Was it raining then? Because the radar showed rain on you, and then we got a big storm.
We didn't get the storm until we were driving back.
Yeah.
Then we got it pretty good.
Well,
yeah, but as long as I had Mr. Safety driving and our
Safety.
New van, that's me.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Safety was driving, and so everyone is very relaxed. Diane came.
Oh, darn. And,
Jordan, this really nice student who goes to school in South Dakota, she's doing an internship with Tim and Carol and everybody at the farm.
Oh, nice.
For the next few months, and so she came. And Mary Ostrowski, a friend of ours from Florida that collects racing memorabilia and donates a lot of great racing memorabilia to old friends, and she's a great friend of ours. She came too, so we all hopped in the van and off we went.
He's coming, Gage.
That's a fly. Yeah.
He's going to have to move out of state.
Here comes Mr.
Put a fly mask on him.
McAtee.
Yeah. Here comes Paul. Paul won a race yesterday.
Great.
Yeah.
Twice showing up, I guess.
Yeah. Is he carrying donuts?
No.
Well, to hell with him.
Beer donuts. You need to get beer donuts. I like the new opening, by the way, for the program.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, sounds great.
I think my buddy Tim down there, who's on the other end, right, taking care of business down in the studio, probably did that.
Good. Very nice.
Yeah, they're very professional, those people down there. You know, I feel out of place.
Yeah, we'll have to try and up the ante a little.
Yeah, just straighten up my act a little bit.
Exactly.
That's not going to be easy, I don't guess. So you got a new band. You got to get the title and everything on it, you know.
Yeah, he sent that down, and I'm going to get it wrapped. I'm going to do pictures of our horses on it. It's going to say Old Friends on it.
Oh, yeah. Do it up. Uh-huh.
Horse tails. We'll put horse tails on it.
Oh, good.
I'll just drive it around.
Okay. Oh, that's fun. A billboard.
Exactly right.
Driving billboard. That's excellent.
Silver charm. Yeah.
We'll pay for the section that says horse tails if you put iHeartRadio. You know,
okay, so we'll do that.
Okay, that sounds good.
I think that's great.
We'll do that.
He does not miss a trick.
Then this weekend, earlier this week, I went over to Muirworth Farm where they had the dedication of the new farm for new vocation.
Oh, yeah.
Susan Donaldson was a really great lady. She used to come to the farm every once in a while, and she was her own personality.
Yes, she was. We used to live in the next
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we had the farm right next to her.
Oh, wow.
Many years.
Yeah.
But anyway, she has set up a trust, and the trust set up arrangements to take care of a lot of retired horses in a retraining facility.
Yeah, that's great.
Windstar contributed, and Fasig Tipton, and a lot of other people.
Yeah, Fasig Tipton gave him a lot of money.
Yeah, they're building the arena. They're building the arena.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's really nice. So that worked out really well. That was fun. Yeah, and I'm glad to be home.
Muirworth is, they've been around a long, long time, you know. I mean, I never knew Mr. Walter Salmon Sr., but I knew Walter Salmon Jr. I knew Susan's father.
Yes.
Knew him very well. Nice man. They raised a lot of runners.
Yeah, they did.
The Discovery was probably the best horse they ever raised out there.
I think he's buried over there.
Oh, I don't think so, because he went to Vanderbilt. He stood up at Maryland near Sagamore. He's probably buried up there.
Oh, okay. But I know they have a lot of, because the first time I went over there with her to the farm, like, I don't know, it must have been 8 years ago, Susan was showing me around, and I saw all these old graves, and they're kind of, the weeds have kind of grown up a little bit, so we went over there and cleaned them up. But this is amazing, seeing all those graves.
Yeah, well, I bet you probably the sire of the Sword Dancer, Sunglow, is probably buried there.
Yeah, that's right.
And Invigorator is probably buried there.
That's right. This is how does he do this? You know what I mean?
Oh,
he can't remember his, you know,
maybe
whatever.
He was on the graveyard.
Don't ask
ship.
Me my name.
Really? Holy mackerel.
Now, if they take that barn that says Muirworth, you can see from the interstate, and put, what is the name of
New
it?
Vocations.
New Vocations at Muirworth, you'll get a lot of advertising because you can see that from the interstate.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm sure they've got a lot of things covered because they're running a good operation, and I'm sure they'll be very successful with this.
The farm just west of them is where we used to be. Of course, it's all built
Homewood.
Up.
Right.
Well, Homewood the center farm. Part is.
Oh, I know where that was.
Yeah, Jimmy Drummond.
Yep.
Yeah. Jimmy was a nice man. Yeah.
There are houses on that now, right?
Yeah, about half of it's housing. Mm-hmm. I think that there's a 20-acre field on one side that's still there. And then the one or two of the barns on the other side. And that place had 40 acres on the far side of the interstate because they sliced it with the interstate.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they sold that first.
Yeah.
But we were out there quite a while. It's a nice place to raise horses.
Yeah, it was.
There's a pond out there. And there were geese that would come to that pond every year. And some domestic. And they used to chase Betsy when she was a little girl. Honk, 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 with her stupid wings stuck out and everything. She'd run screaming.
We have ducks on our pond.
Yeah, that's much nicer.
We have a lot of baby ducks. We've had some geese, but mostly the ducks left.
Yeah.
The geese have left.
Most of these geese that stay around here are a different breed from not the Canadian.
Yeah.
They're half and half. They've interbred with domestic geese, and that's why they don't migrate.
Is that right?
Yes.
They probably liked you guys so much. Why would they?
They like Betsy.
All we've got on our they did there. All we've got on our place is a little spring in the back.
A sinking spring improvement.
Used to have a cabin that was built back there, you know, and the Indians had attacked it a couple of times. We find arrowheads around and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we're that old.
Knew those Indians personally.
Yeah. All right.
Well, okay.
Let me take a break here. Well, Mizzen Mass has sired 7 Grade 1 winners, and they have won Grade 1 stakes at distances from 6 to 10 furlongs. 2 starters in Grade 1 stakes today, incidentally. Money's on Charlotte and the Mother Goose, and Literus in the Gold Cup out at Santa Anita. Mizzen Mass is one of the most versatile sires in North America. Came within a half length of signing his 8th Grade 1 winner when Flimby, after a nightmare trip, ran 2nd in Belmont's Grade 1 Just a Game stakes. She also finished 2nd in this year's Keeneland's Grade 1 Jenny Wiley after she had won a pair of stakes in 2014, including the Grade 2 Gold of Cover. Flimby is one of 10 2015 stakes horses by Mizzen Mass, sire of the winners of 3 Breeders' Cup races, a champion 2-year-old, a classic winner. Mizzen Mass stands at Judmont Farm. Also at Judmont is the Grade 1 stakes winner First Defense. Now, First Defense is sired an Eclipse Award winner, 2 First Crop Millionaires, and 4 2015 stakes winners, 2 of them graded stakes winners, and the best is yet to come. The quality of mares covered by First Defense since he became a proven classic sire, fantastic. For more on the Judmont Stallions, call Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry at 859-272-7629 and see the website at judmont.com. Jackie, you want to do something for our friends at Sally Vans?
Okay. Everyone in the horse business knows about Sally Vans. They've been in business for more than 6 decades. Number of breeding trips made runs into the millions. And many of the finest thoroughbreds in the world have enjoyed a safe trip on Sally Van, and that includes all those famous ones out at Old Friends Stallion Retirement. But did you know they can service your diesel at Sally Vans and take care of your rig? Give them a call, 255-9406. They're conveniently located in Lexington. When it comes to moving your horse, you can depend that a Sally Van is in tip-top condition, and the person behind the wheel is an experienced driver and experienced horseman, and that's why. For over 60 years, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Well, there are 5 yearlings in the Fasey Tipton July sale from the first crop by Bodemaster and 8 from the first crop by Gemologist. Bodemaster, like American Pharaoh's sire, Pioneer of the Nile, is a Grade 1 stakes winner by Empire Maker, and few have forgotten his brilliant front-running 2nd in the Kentucky Derby. Bodemaster's dam won graded stakes and cheese by Stormcat. His 2nd dam is a graded stakes winner by AP Indy. His 3rd dam, a stakes winning Gorda Roberto. Great pedigree. Gemologist won the Grade 1 Wood. He's one of 13 Grade 1 winners by Tisnow. And he won Grade 2 stakes also as a 2-year-old at Churchill Downs. His dam by Mr. Prospector is out of a graded stakes winner by Northern Dancer. And like Bodemaster's pedigree, it's a family loaded with superior graded stakes winners. Bodemaster and Gemologist at Windstar Farm, a farm noted for developing successful sire. For more information, call Sean Tuggle or Kyle Wilson at 859-873-1717 and see the website windstarfarm.com.
Horse Tales with Ursa
Lelis. All righty. The Sally Van, they're going to come pick up some horses for us on Monday.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm.
What are you doing with them?
We're bringing them down to Kentucky Downs.
Oh, okay. Moving good. Them down. They're all ready for you down there.
Yes,
huh?
Sir.
How many are you taking?
4. Four to start. 4. See, make sure that works out okay, and then we'll go from there.
They got paddocks, separate paddocks. Mm-hmm. They got
put up all the fence, red brand fences up down there. It's a really quality thing. Corey Johnson and Rick, and we got a really nice woman down there named Lisa Salmon, who's going to be handling the horses.
Are they going to winter down there too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, that's
it's
nice.
Going to be a year-round tourist destination.
That's wow.
It'll draw people into the track even when they're not ready.
Well, who are you sending? You got to have draw something to draw. Now, you just can't send, like, one of my old horses down there.
We could if we told them it was your old horse. I'm sure they'd be flocking from all over the world.
Yeah, they'd probably become ready to shoot them from not cashing any tickets.
Well, let's see. We're going to send Sergeant Burt, who holds a 6-furlong track record at Keeneland, I think, still. We're going to send Ball 4. Because I wanted to send some horses that...
Yeah, that's a good story.
Yeah, it's a great story. Stories. Julian Le Perouse, 1st Grade 1 winner in the United States. You know, Ball 4 with the book by Jim Boughton. And we'll have copies of the book, Ball 4, in the gift shop.
There
signed by
go.
Both Jim Boughton, the pitcher for the Yankees, and Julian Le Perouse, the jockey.
Well, you got to sign
fantastic.
It, too.
Fantastic.
Oh, no, I tried that. It diminishes value by 50%. Okay. We did a little experiment. Said, oh, no, if he's on. And then we're going to send Thornfield, who is Canadian.
Who?
Thornfield.
Oh, Thornfield. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Canadian horse.
He thought you said cornfield, didn't you? Didn't think he said cornfield.
I wouldn't pay attention to what he says.
He can remember who's buried over it near, you know. Yeah, you remember all that stuff. You can't even listen to anything. It's unbelievable.
I remember Thornfield. Huh? I remember Thornfield. Canadian champion.
Yeah. Really nice horse. And Tour of the Cat.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So Tour of the Cat's got a great story, too.
Yeah, well, the great stories. That's
I want to hear it.
Well, Tour of the Cat was a millionaire.
Okay.
He won a lot of stakes races. A woman had him down in Florida. And made, he made over $1 million. And then she ended up putting him in a claiming race. And he got claimed and went to New York and, you know, won a couple more races. But he was at the end of the deal then. And we were notified. And I talked to David Jacobson, who trained Tour of the Cat. And he donated him to us. And we brought him. And when he first got here, he stayed over at Dr. Byer's place.
Okay.
So Doug could keep an eye on him every day.
Is he a stud?
No.
No, okay.
He's a gelding. And the New York Times actually came down and did a really long story on him and made a really nice video. So the video goes with him, and I think he'll make a really nice addition down there, too.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, they've got the old friend stakes race down there now, too.
Yeah, the named race. That's
hey, it's not just a race. It's a $150,000 stakes race.
Wow.
It's not cheap.
Whoa.
September 16th, make your travel plans.
All right.
So I've already gotten several people to commit to bring horses, including Ken Ramsey.
Oh, well, then,
wow.
Ken would do it.
Well, yeah.
Well, God, Ken will have one who'll probably win it, you know.
So Corey Johnson, who runs Kentucky Downs, of course. He told me he's going to name me assistant stakes secretary.
How funny.
And then he told me he'd pay me in mutual vouchers.
Oh, really?
And then everybody that wants to complain, he'll send you the message.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Let him complain. We don't care.
Yeah.
We don't care. And then I was going to talk to Corey about this. We're going to have a win and you're in. Contingency to it, not for the Breeders' Cup, but if you win this race, you're guaranteed retirement at Old Friends whenever the time comes.
Oh, for crying out loud! Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't miss it. Yeah. Well, and he stays there.
Yes.
Well, that you can't lose.
Yeah, exactly. If his stakes win, and there'll be a stakes winner.
We still got papers on those old things we got at home. Winning, you're in.
Wouldn't win.
What about entering and winning?
You'll have to ride a race for 20-year-olds.
Well, I told him that. I said, I told him if he rode a race for the non-winners of a race in 20 years, we'd be a shoe-in.
Hey, Susie, here comes your help. Harold's here and.
Oh, good.
Boy, look at him lined up over there, though.
Matt's here.
Yeah. Look at him lined up. It looks like the cavalry's coming.
They're getting ready to open up the track over there, and there's about 17 horses coming on right now, and I know that Susie's blood pressure just went up a little bit.
Here they come.
Oh, they're not all working.
Susie, you need a table out there?
I'm good.
She's good?
Yep.
All right. Okay.
Oh, that's pretty good. She's sitting by the window, so she can just put her arm in and right in here and look out there instead of all the years we took a table out.
Where is that table?
It's in here.
It's somewhere.
Maybell likes the table when it comes out.
Maybell likes the table. Yeah. Maybell must have the table.
Jackie and I furnished this place.
Yeah.
It looks fabulous.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah.
Nothing but the best.
It's got that nice picture of Sarava up there.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't bring it. Susie put up the pictures.
No, we bought the furniture and a couple of pictures. The rest are Susie's collection.
Oh, the pictures, yeah. The only thing I brought
Man
in,
of War
I brought
there.
The Man of War picture. In up there.
And Man of who?
Oh, shut up.
And that Old Friend. Well, no, Susie did that one.
But the
ones we brought in are sitting over there with a tic-tac, or, you know.
Let's see.
There's your Mac Miller picture.
Yeah, you and Mac Miller.
When we interviewed Mac Miller, now that was out at your place.
Yeah. On the porch.
Yeah.
Mac's great. He was so great.
Mac was a really nice guy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I ran into Mac and Martha's daughter a few months ago.
Really?
At Malone's. And
really?
And it was right after Martha had died. And she was really, really nice. We spent a lot of time talking about Mac and Martha and coming to the pharmacy, Polish Navy.
Yeah.
It was really, really nice.
I had an interview earlier with him.
Yeah.
So I've had it. This came out after they wrote the book. About,
yes,
you know,
that's right.
And I had the author. I can't remember the lady's name.
Joelle Fisher.
Okay, nice lady.
Yeah. I know she's alive. That's why I can't remember the name.
Yeah.
He can't resist getting digs in.
I know.
I mean,
he's just reporting.
He's just reporting. Okay.
Joelle Fisher. Yeah, she did a great job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but anyway, I got Mac talking. You know, he was fun. He was fun.
He's the best. He was the best. You know, he was just really, really great.
Ever in his house down in Versailles?
Yes, yeah. He used to go there for lunch occasionally.
Did you really?
We watched football or basketball or races and chat.
Yeah. Okay. Where was this place I was supposed to go for eat on Thursdays?
Tuesdays.
Tuesdays? I mean, that's why nobody was there. I went on a Thursday. No.
You said a group got together on Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah. We'll get you in on it. We'll get you in on it.
Well, I've been invited, not by you. I don't need you to invite me.
No, I know. You got invited by the big shots. Chris McCarron and all the gang. John Beach and Mike. And
Yeah. Okay.
I'm trying to get him out of the house.
Well, they meet on Tuesday, and I haven't been for a while, but I'm going to have to call up and insinuate myself into that group again.
There you go.
Oh, and Ed Bowen's part of the group. And yeah.
Yeah. And Wayne Mackey's out here. Hey, Wayne, did Brer go to New York today?
No, he didn't go. He was thinking of going, but he actually was just here.
Oh, is he here?
He was. He just left.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't see him. Shoot.
Hey, when's lovely Maria running again?
Well, they're pointing toward the Delaware Oaks.
Delaware Oaks, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Brer's got one going in the Coaching Club American Oaks today.
Yeah.
One of the races for he and Tim.
It's a Mother Goose today, isn't it?
No.
It's the Coaching Club American Oaks.
Sorry.
Yeah. But either one's a great race.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you know, the Coaching Club American Oaks is not that old. You know, I think the first time I ran it was in 1917. That's like yesterday. Wow. You know, I mean, that's...
It's only 98 years ago.
Yeah.
98 years ago? Blink of an
eye. The only one I know, and you have to specify which world war you're talking about.
Exactly.
Or civil.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Oh, my God.
All right. Well,
Dick. Right. I'm going to go do some tours now.
Where's fun? Where's Doc?
Probably over taking care of his horse today.
Oh,
He's probably on his way.
Yeah. He probably has walking duties today.
Yeah, well, I know.
Did she come out of it okay?
I guess. Like? I mean, she looked great.
Yeah.
You know, she handled the track really well. You know, she's an older mare, but she's 5 years old, but she's learning. You can see how she learns in every race.
Well, she hadn't run very often.
No. Started at Santa Anita with Mike Smith, I think.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to look at the charts. Anyway.
All right, Urso. Well, thank you so much. It's good to be home. Come out and see us if you like.
All right.
The beer in my refrigerator is a little colder than the one in the bucket.
No.
Thank you, Michael.
We appreciate you returning my beer. You thief.
Yeah, with 500% interest.
Do you need your Lowe's bucket back? Okay.
Well, De Hare has never missed. He has sired stakes horses with every crop to race the full season. In fact, a remarkable 16% have won a place in stakes. Keep that in mind when you see a De Hare walking to the sales ring. He's a grade one stakes winner by the elite sire and sire of sires. Awesome again, the world's leading sire of grade one stakes winners on the dirt. De Hare stands at Shadwell Farm with the stallions Albertus Maximus and Interdab. Like De Hare, Interdab is a proven sire of graded stakesman. He was a brilliant sprinter, and he's the son of the brilliant speed sire, Phone Trick. Also like De Hare, Interdab sires a high percentage of stakes horses from starters, a solid 14%. The first foals by Albertus Maximus are two-year-olds. First crop yearlings sold for up to $90,000 last year. Albertus Maximus won the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile and the Grade 1 Don Handicap for earnings of over $1,328,000. For more on the Shadwell Farm Stallions, call Stallion Manager Kent Barnes at 859-224-4585 and see the website at shadwellfarm.com. All right. Hey, Jackie, you want to do something for Ralph Quillen?
Yeah. Love to.
We talk a little bit about Rooster Brewery down there. He's, let's see now, on Thursdays. What's on Thursdays that he does? Oh, yeah. It's a Trivium. Trivia Day on Thursdays at Rooster Brewery. On Fridays, it's they got food coming in.
Yeah. Last night they had Red State Barbecue.
Oh,
I bet they had a crowd.
Go?
I didn't know they were.
Well, the rain came in like gangbusters, and we were waiting for the barn roof to blow off.
Yeah,
which
it was pretty bad about that time. We had
Susie said they didn't get any. They didn't get anything. It just went north of here.
That's because y'all don't go to church regularly.
Hey, I was at Vacation Bible School and helping out with Vacation Bible School all week.
Oh, listen to that fool. All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's. I'll tell you where the Rooster Brewery is. It's on Main Street in Paris, Kentucky. It's a lot of fun. And they have music in there, too. I think on Saturdays that's music. Maybe it's Fridays and Saturdays.
I'm not sure. But we were really possible to go. Well, we were thinking about going to
Belterra.
Belterra, River Downs.
Yeah, but
at the same time. But it was you hate to leave horses and barns and stuff when there's a big storm. You got to stay there in case something happens. So anyway.
Fun place to go. And tell them about Ralph Quillen's Quill and Tack.
Quill and Leather and Tack. It's downtown Paris. Well, it's sort of edgy downtown Paris. You go in, it's a third stoplight. When you get to Paris, it look over to the left, it's across from Ken's supermarket. They have the best leather. They have the best. They make their own halters. They make something like 20,000 halters a year. And, they have a double buckle English chin halter that's really nice called the Bourbon County halter. The Paris halter, that's a turnout halter. It's double buckle adjustable chin. And the Kentucky halter, double buckle English chin, triple stitch nose. Now, go to Quillin.com, Quillin.com, 800-729-0592.
Well, the first fools will stay thirsty, yearlings, and it's noteworthy that in a sale noted to be particularly demanding for confirmation, seven have been cataloged for the Phase 10 July Select Sale. Stay Thirsty has all the prerequisites for a success at stud. He was a superior runner, had a great pedigree and superb confirmation, broke his maiden by 5.5 lengths at 2 at Saratoga, then he was second in the Grade 1 Hopeful. He won the historic Grade 1 Travelers, the Grade 2 Jim Dandy, and the Grade 3 Gotham, and ran second in the Grade 1 Belmonts, third in the Jockey Club Gold Cup, Grade 1, as a 3-year-old, came back at 4 to win the Grade 1 Cigar Mile, and finished second by head in the Jockey Club Gold Cup, thus demonstrating Grade 1 class at 2, 3, and 4 for earnings of nearly $2 million. Stay Thirsty by the top side. Bernardini and His Dam by Storm Bird produced two classic 3-year-olds. The second dam by the great Roberto won are placed in 12 stakes, 11 graded, 7 grade 1. Stay Thirsty at Ashford Stud, historically the home of champion sires. For more on the stallions there, call the farm at 859-873-7088 and see the website coolmore.com.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis.
We've got a balcony full of people out there. What are you looking up, Jackie?
Our buddy, Dr. Travis Burns, who's with Parks out here.
Oh, okay.
They lost one of their veterinarians, a young guy, Dr. John Amix. He died of lymphoma.
Oh,
and
my.
He worked with him for a year, and Travis is crazy about him. Anyway, Dr. Travis Burns is going to run in the Marine Corps Marathon in October, and he's dedicating this effort to that doctor. And everything goes to Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. He's going to train, and he wants to donate $1 for every mile, and he's personally going to match every donation up to $1,000. Total amount, $1,000. So anyway, I don't know how you do this fundraising page. Look here. How do you get to that? Do you go to Travis Burns?
He's talking to Matt Howard right now.
Yeah, Matt knows all this. This
you just go to the TNT fundraising.
TNT website. Fundraising website. Okay, that's it. I wanted to mention it because he's a nice guy.
Okay.
And he's doing it for lymphoma in honor of Dr. Amix.
Well, you might as well go ahead and do a few more announcements while you're
there. Oh, okay. I will. I'll be glad to. Thank you. He's over here sitting sideways. Matt is. Something kicked him. A baby kicked him.
You get kicked again?
It wasn't one of mine, though.
Wasn't one of his. So.
Well, if you're going to talk, use a microphone. You know, that's what, you know what, that's far. It's just so you can go in there.
You don't want to know what I want to use it for. No, you know how we've been pushing about getting nursemaids bred?
Yeah.
And, well, we got a call, and this person needed semen, and I said, well, I'll go ahead and run it out there to them, because I was headed that way. This farm, this person was the only one out there and with these horses, and she said, well, can you help me turn this mare and foal out? I said, yeah, that's no problem. And she's like, what do you want the mare and foal? I said, I don't care. And she's like, well, take the foal. I said, okay.
Sucker.
And didn't realize it had been in since the night before.
Okay.
So as soon as it saw daylight, it got worked up and it started jumping forward, but I kind of just, it was no big deal. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, he just turned sideways and just waylaid me in the ribs with a good left, back left side kick. So.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jeez. What did you call the little darling? No, we can't do that on.
Things happened, and of course the lady was very apologetic.
Oh, yeah.
I said it happened. It happens on my own farm, so I don't worry too much about it.
Yeah.
We got our mare bred. We got the nursemaid bred. That's what.
Well, that's good.
I had it happen to me, I think, something similar to that, but almost. But I was driving across Brentsville Road, you know, where the people got those Appaloosas.
Yeah.
And there was one cast up against the fence.
Rolled
up against the fence and couldn't get up. And the guy was over there trying to get up and couldn't get it up and couldn't get it up. So I, like an idiot, as old as I am, climbed a darn fence and went over there. And the reason he couldn't get up, when he would sit up, he would turn his head to the right. And then when he tried to get up, you know, he couldn't turn his head. It was hit the fence.
Yeah.
So next time he rolled up, I grabbed a hold of his halter, you know, and held it. And he jumped to his feet and jumped right on my foot. You know? I limped for 3 weeks. You know, yeah. I'm too old to be doing that.
Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, back to what I was doing. Oh.
I'm sure that was a just exciting thing to tell, you know. Everybody wanted to hear that.
I was holding the horse one time here, and were they emptying trash or something, and something went bam, and that horse went straight up and straight down on my foot, on my toe, broke my toe.
You know, that was actually Ursel in the tack room banging.
Yeah, trash. There you go.
I was holding the horse.
Yeah, he was holding the horse. That's true. I limped, I don't know how long, cut the front out of a pair of shoes.
That was an old horse that belonged to Jimmy Dryman, the name of Hirda.
We trained.
We had a lot of fun with that horse.
It was a nice horse.
Yeah.
Okay, KTA, Kentucky Thoroughbred Association, and the Kentucky Thoroughbred Owners and Breeders joined a coalition for horse racing integrity. Also joining Jockey Club, the Water Hay Oats Alliance, Breeders' Cup, Humane Society of the United States, and, you know, I'm not real sure why they're messing with those people. The HSUS has got a terrible track record. They are closely akin to PETA. They pass themselves off as a shelter and all that kind of stuff. They don't shelter anything. They need to be careful with that bunch. So anyway, and the Humane Society Veterinary Medicine Association. So that's good. So anyway, that's a little announcement. Okay, there is the Welfare and Safety of the Racehorse Summit number 6, Keeneland, on July 8th at 8 o'clock, presented by Grayson Jockey Club Research Foundation and the Jockey Club. Donna Brothers will be there. That's reason to go. It'd be fun. So check that out. Haggard Equine Medical is named Partner of the Breeders' Cup, of course, which is going to be how at Keeneland. They will have the Equine First Response Unit category. Haggard will provide and administer the Trauma Unit Ambulance with expert personnel on site during Breeders' Cup, during the workouts, and the ambulance and trauma all through the Breeders' Cup. So that's pretty neat. They also administer all the blood sampling and temperatures and all that kind of stuff. They, you know, as they vet out the horses that are going to participate. Let's see here. Oh, Arlington Tree Service. We had a tree in our backyard. It's probably too close to the house, but it's growing the other direction we're trying to do. And one wayward limb came straight out over the house. It was way high. I thought, you know, I can't do anything about that. I called Arlington Tree Service. That's Kenny Littrell. And he sent two guys out. One of them was his brother. And the other guy's been out there before. I can't remember his name. Really nice guys. They climbed up that tree and took that whole section out of that tree and dropped that stuff. I said, shouldn't I move some of my lawn chairs and stuff? They said, oh, no, we're fine. Drop that stuff into the piles.
Yeah. I guarantee you, Jackie stood out there the whole time just watching.
No, I didn't. I watched from inside. No, these guys were great. It was phenomenal. And so the problem is gone.
Where was your chainsaw?
I'm not getting up that high. My God, that thing is twice. It's a huge tree. It's like 30-something years old. I wasn't getting up there.
Kenny's brother better looking than he is, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, anyway, we love you, Kenny. 2930288. That's 2930288. Now, I'm just mentioning that because I think that's...
Let me interrupt you a second.
Oh, okay.
Well, Mr. Z of 3 Oak Opa Malibu Moon won the $500,000 Ohio Derby last Saturday. That same day at Delaware, Luna Time, 4-year-old Philip of Malibu Moon, won the Grade 3 Obia Stakes. Mr. Z prevailed after a bitter duel with Tansador, a 3-year-old colt in the first crop by Warrior's Reward. That boosted his earnings to over $997,000. Tansador had finished second in the Grade 1 Wood earlier in the year. He's one of 9 stakes horses from the first crop of Warrior's Reward. Statistics that includes stakes winners of Warriors Come Out to Play, winner June 7 of stakes at Parks, and Requite, winner that same day of stakes at Gulfstream. Malibu Moon, a top 10 sire again this year, is the sire of 7 yearlings in the upcoming Facy Tipton July sale, and there are 6 by Warriors Reward, both stand at Spendthrift Farm. Also in the sale of youngsters by the Spendthrift Stay is Archer Charge, who had another 2-year-old winner yesterday. Dominus, Intermischief, Line of David, Patio Prado, Temple City, Twisway, and Will Burn. I believe Patio Prado might have had his first winner yesterday. Well, anyway, for more on the Spendthrift Stands, call Des Dempsey, or Brian Lyle, or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030 and see this website at spendthrift.com. Well, Lubricin and Reborn are a couple of products that were developed by Dr. Steve Alday. Steve was on the show last Saturday. He was fun to talk to. Even if he is from Texas and had a lot of cowboy in him.
He really was a great guest.
He really was. Yeah. Well, he'd been all over the country and treating all kinds of horses and everything. And no wonder people use his products. And I tell you who uses those products. People like Todd Pletcher and Tony Dutrow and Jerry Hollandoffer and Mike Maker, and that's just to mention a few of them. And both of them, those products, Lubricin and Reborn, are all natural. They're test-free. You don't have to worry about the spit box. Lubricin sustains the integrity of joint fluid, and it can help reduce the need of costly and painful acid injections and so forth. Lubricin is also made for humans, and it tastes real good. I use it. I'll tell you where you can buy it in a few minutes. Now, Reborn is 100% sterile, whole concentrated natural bovine colostrum. Safe, it's easy to use as a dietary supplement for horses of all ages. You can start foals on it, incidentally. It strengthens the foal's immune system while nursing the mare because of its high concentration of growth factors and antibodies. And actually, it supports immune function in horses of all ages. For instance, Charlie the Presti uses it on Wise Dam. And it sure kept him going for a long time. Here's how you check on them. Go to lubricin.com, lubricin.com, or reborn.com, reborne.com. You can pick them up at KBC in Lexington or at Horse Sense down in Versailles. And here's an 800 number you can call, 901-9498. That's Lubricin and Reborn. Okay, I've got something upside down here. What does that happen to be? I hope it's supposed to be pin oak. Broken Vow. It's pin oak, all right. It's had 65 stakes winners, 4 champions, 125 stakes horses. It's the size of such superior stakes winners as Unbridled Bell, Grade 1 winner, of nearly $2 million, Cotton Blossom, Grade 1 Classic winner, Sassy Image, winner of the Grade 1 Humana Distaff, and Grade 1 Princess Rooney, earned over $825,000. Rosalind won the Grade 1 Ashland right out here at Keeneland. Graded Stakes winner again this year. She's earned over $822,000. We can keep right on going. Keep in mind, in your search for a runner at the various yearling sales this year, starting with the Fasig Tip in July of selected yearling sales, that there are three in the sale, that sale, and all three are out of Stakes Class mares. Broken Vows at Pin Oak Stud. He's a Pin Oak bred, incidentally, with the Stallions Alternation, multiple graded stakes winner and millionaire by Distorted Humor, and Cowboy Cal, a multiple graded stakes winner and millionaire by Giant's Causeway. He's already proven his ability to sire stakes winners. Inquiries at Clifford Berry or Nancy Stevens at 859-873-1420, and see the website pinoakstud.com.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center and Ursula Ellis.
All right, Jackie. You may continue.
Thank you. Let's see. Out at the horse park this week is Silverama Region 14 Arabian Championships. That's going on till Sunday. This is a good fun one. It's from yesterday through Sunday. Carriage Association of America Carriage Festival. Tomorrow's going to be beautiful, sunny, cool, nice day. Go out and watch them. They drive them all through the park. And if you're lucky, they might give you a ride. But it's really nice. You don't get to see pairs and four in hand and all that kind of six in hand stuff. Now, today is out at the horse park, the St. Rita Charity Cup polo match. And that's another fun thing you want to take your kids to. And what you can do between chuckers is they invite people, especially kids, to go out and repair the field, pick up the divots, and put them back. Kids love that. It's a lot of fun. And there's seven chuckers, so
I pass on the chuckers.
Oh, you're just crabby. Tomorrow, Lexington Polo opening tournament finals at the horse park. Once again, 1 to 3. The other one at St. Rita is from 2 to 4. So go on out there and check that out. Monday is the Kentucky Horse Run Walk Club. They meet every Monday until the end of September. It's free. You can run or walk the two-mile route. That's kind of fun. Also, cycling. I'm not so sure about cycling. Anyway, so that's what's going on now. Coming up in July is a whole bunch of stuff. I'll tell you about that next week. Kentucky Hunter Jumper Association is having a Sandy Farrell Clinic, which is really, really good. July 11th and 12th at Lakeside Arena. Joyce Brinsfield will hook you up with, you know, how to. There's divisions under 2 foot, 2'3 to 2'6, 3 foot, 3'6 and bigger. And there are stalls available. So, Joyce Brinsfield, you get JB Bally High at AOL.com. JB Bally is BallyHigh at AOL.com. Hats Off Day at the Horse Park is coming up on Saturday, July 25th. That's a huge day at the Horse Park. They give out free horse farm caps and stuff. If you've got your farm wants to donate hats, check out, give Tom Riddle a call over at Rude and Riddle. They're the big sponsors of this thing. And all contributors are acknowledged and thanked in an advertisement in the Blood Horse. So the Rude and Riddle Foundation is a nonprofit. So that's excellent. Okay, Sporting Clay Classic for the summer. This is Thoroughbred Farm Managers
Club
thing, 2015. Quit laughing at me. I'm trying to read. August 26th, it's at the Bluegrass Sportsman's League. It's 1,400 acres, a few miles south of Lexington. Where is it? Down the interstate? Do you know?
I think so. Yeah. Randy was telling me it was south of Lexington.
Okay. So. There's a shotgun start, 1 o'clock. Only 20 teams. It's a big time. So go to ktfmc.org for information about that. Now, Keeneland's expanding wagering to include the Red Mile. They're going to move the year-round simulcast to the Red Mile on July 15th. So you got about 2.5 weeks. They're going to have wagering thoroughbred, standardbred, quarter horse racing in one Lexington location. And they're upgrading, spent $2 million getting it all fixed up, so it's really nice.
They'll have the slot things,
I guess. Racing.
The former racing.
Racing. What do they call those things? I forget. They're racinos or something like that.
Racinos.
Yeah. Okay.
Or the instant
it's
racing.
It's a slot machine, right?
It's the instant racing.
Is that instant racing?
Yeah, racinos is what they call like Indiana Downs. What we have at Kentucky Downs and what we're getting at the quarter horse track and what they have at Red Mile are instant racing.
Instant racing, okay.
I want blackjack.
He wants blackjack. I'll just take your money, just hand it to me here. Thoroughbred Center is now where we are out here on the Paris Pike, is now supplying fence material. They got posts and they got planks. They bought out somebody. I can't remember how they wound up doing it, but they've got tons of them. And you can stop by and pick up what you want, oak and poplar fence planks, and they got all kind of posts. So give them a call, 293-1853. And the girl will tell you what you need to know.
Well, Mucho Macho Man has completed a very successful first season at stud. Thank you, breeders. He has a lot to recommend him. He earned over $5,625,000, and you don't accumulate that kind of earnings by standing in the stall. He competed against the best horses in training, came within a photo finish of winning the Breeders' Cup Classic twice. The day he won it, he defeated a field that included Will Take Charge, Declaration of War, Fort Larned, who had beaten him a neck in the Breeders' Cup Classic the year before, Palace Malice, Painter, Flat Out, Game On Dude, and others. All told, he won a place in 16 stakes, including the Kentucky Derby, and gained the admiration of the racing world for his courage and consistency. Mucho Macho Man is by the highly successful sire Macho Uno, an Eclipse Award winner, and his stablemate at Adena Springs, Kentucky. For more on the stallions there, call Cormac Breathnock or Jack Brothers at 859-987-1798 and see the website adenastallions.com.
Fox Sports 1580 is available everywhere you want to listen on our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now. WWTF Georgetown, Lexington.
Well, last Saturday at Monmouth Park, the Red Cross Stakes was won by Keep Crossing, a four-year-old filly by Izzystan, bred and owned by Brad and C. Jones, trained by Larry Jones. Izzystan, with but 76 foals to race the full season, has completed a remarkable record as a sire of high-quality stakes horses. In addition to Keep Crossing, he's the sire of Albana, a multiple graded stakes winner of nearly $700,000. Izzystan Ford, a multiple graded stakes winner of over $400,000. Mr. Bowling, a graded stakes winner of nearly $400,000. Both Albano and Mr. Bowling have won stakes this year, incidentally. Turkish, a graded stakes winner of over $143,000 and still going strong. Anagun is placed in 5 stakes, 4 graded, including the grade 1 Belmont Stakes. Graded place, Myositis Dan at Churchill. Plus stakes place, Young and Lovely, Northern Iowa. Small crops, big results. Remember that when you see a yearling by Izzystan walk into the sales ring. Izzystan, a multiple graded stakes winner by Gone West, stands at Mr. and Mrs. Baird and C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com and keep in mind that the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profits.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursel Ellis.
All right, Jackie. Anthony's on his way. I got Anthony Hamilton coming over to do some interview with me. Anthony just trained the winner of the Roxalana Stakes last week at Churchill Downs, but you want to continue until we get here?
Yeah, sure. I got a couple more.
All right. Do it.
July 14th through 19th at the Horse Park is the Attaquan FEI North American Junior and Young Riders Championships.
Yay!
The folly, yeah. Oh, boy, he likes that. He wants to go. He wants to go. Gage wants to go to that show. He heard me. The Kentucky Summer Horse Show is the following week, July 22nd through the 26th.
We're training him to be on radio.
Yeah, exactly. Or be a cheer.
Timmy's going to come down and take your job.
Oh, let me tell you something. I just looked at the radar by mistake. I was making sure I didn't miss any announcements on my cell phone. And there's a line of showers coming through.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it didn't. It went back together. Okay. Keep Foundation has those horses work license plates. I think they're 25. Yes. And they were on the show and talked about them, and I think they're ready. I think you can go to the courthouse, or you can go to special license plate. You can sign up at www.thekeepfoundation.org, and for $25, it's just like a regular plate.
Here's my man.
All right. You want me to
sit down, Tim?
Later.
We'll get you in and out of here. I know you haven't.
Go ahead.
Have a seat. This is Tim Anthony. Get close to that microphone. Okay. You're a whole lot bigger than your daddy.
Yeah. Yeah, I came from a mom's side, I guess.
That close. There you go.
Okay. Tim trains out here at the Thoroughbred Center, and we had his dad. Dad passed away just about a year ago, wasn't it?
Not even. It was in January.
Yeah.
January.
But he was a lot of fun.
He was. He was.
Yeah, we had him on the show a couple of years ago. And I think I laughed through the whole interview. I mean, he was a great guy.
That's about right. Yeah, he could get anybody to laugh, that's for sure.
Yeah, nice guy. God, he'd done it all in the horse business, too, hadn't he?
He had plenty of stories, yep. Started with the starting gate and managed a few farms, trained, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess you came up under him.
Yep, I did. I grew up in Maryland, and I've been in Kentucky for about 10 years now, 9 years.
Marylander, huh?
Yep.
I thought you were a hardman. Do you live down in Bourbon County, don't you?
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Y'all got a farm down there now?
We do. We got 50 acres out there, about 13 mares.
Where are you?
Ruddles Mill Road.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like they say in Harrison County, Ruddles is Millses.
That's right.
They do.
Even Ruddles is Millses.
We buy hay from a fella at Ruddles Mills.
Yeah. Nice guy.
What was that? What is
great
it?
Great hay.
I can't remember his name right now.
I've got it written down at home under hay.
Yeah, that's what I do, too. But we buy it from him.
They make some great hay out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You probably know the guy. It's almost till you get to Ruddles Mills down in there.
I'll tell you what. The old saddle horse stallion, Bourbon King, was raised right next to his farm, or it's part of his farm.
Beautiful place.
And the barn's still there.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, does that help you? We were talking about getting, they need a hysterical marker.
Well, Anthony saddled the winner of the Roxalina Stakes at Churchill Downs last week, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Is that your first stakes winner?
First stakes winner, yeah. Wow. It was a big one. First one for Sophie in North America, too. So, and first for the owners. So, it was a good day.
Yeah. Did you bet on her?
Well, a little bit. Not much. I'm not a big gambler. But one of the partners always gives me a ticket. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, that's
he's a gambler. He enjoys it.
Yeah. So how long have you been training?
I've had my license for 3 years. This is third year.
Third year.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I was an assistant for Dad for 2 years before that. I was on the farm before that, and so,
mm-hmm.
And worked with steeplechase horses growing up. So,
who did
steeplechase horses?
You did
in Maryland, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I worked for a guy named Billy Meister.
Oh, okay. All right. So, well, you probably know what's the Irish trainers over Des Fogarty.
Oh, Fogarty, yeah.
You know him?
Oh, Desi's a great guy.
Yeah.
He was up in Maryland for a while, and. Yeah.
He won a race, I guess it was a steeplechase race at the High Hope.
Uh-huh, yeah. No, he does a good job with those. I guess he's got probably 6 or 7 of them in training right now here, and he travels a lot. I know they go to North Carolina and Virginia, and where it's the one thing about training those steeplechase horses is...
Yeah, you have to travel away
from
here.
You have to travel, yeah.
Yeah. I know that... I'm trying to think of somebody else that he trains for, but I can't right now.
He's got the Griggs.
Johnny Griggs. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Out on, he's in Bourbon County. Well, his farm is half in Bourbon County, half in Fayette.
He can claim either way.
Right down the middle. Well, you got a farm out there. You say you got 13 mares? Are they your mares or boarders?
No, they're all ours.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's too many.
Yeah.
It kind of just, at the end of the breeding season, we had 13 in foal and...
Oh my, all of them?
Yeah, just
this kinda, year?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, how many foals you got on the ground?
Just 6, so we're doubling up next year.
Yeah.
Wow. We're going to have to.
What, do you sell them or are you going to train
them? We'll sell them. We'll sell the yearlings, hopefully. We'll sell the foals. And generally, the horses that we have in training, we'll get from either the two-year-old sales or the mixed sales. We've got a couple of homebreds, mm-hmm. But majority of them we'll get from outside.
Uh-huh. Okay, but what do you do? You do sale then?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Where do you go to, yearly market? Or?
Yeah, it depends. It depends on the horse, you know, the physical and,
yeah.
You know.
Sell them out of training? Sell them in training?
We'll sell them either as weanlings or yearlings.
Okay.
If we have to put them in training, we will.
Yeah.
We'll okay. Stand behind them, so.
Who are you breeding to?
Oh, we bred to, let's see, we got a Lemon Drop Kid on the ground. We lost a Union Rags. We've got a gorgeous Jimmy Creed.
First crop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he's a really nice colt. And then we've got a Tisway. We kind of doubled up on him. We've got a few Tisways.
Been going to Clay Spencery Farm.
We have, yeah. You know, we played it. Yeah, they make it. They make some great deals over there.
Oh, I know they do.
So they make it really easy to breed to their stallions, and not just the deals, but they're taking nice stallions over there. You know? So I mean, you go and look at them, and they're impressive horses.
Yeah,
and then you go back and look at their race records and. And they're racehorses.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And they've had real good luck with them the first crops. You know,
absolutely.
Look at the Temple City.
Yeah. Temple City. Warrior's Reward got a little slow there, but he's fired right back up. I think he had a couple of winners this weekend. So.
Yeah, and that Tensador by him just ran second in that.
Exactly. In the race. So they're coming back strong. Yeah. The stallion.
Breeding to him, Warrior's Reward.
We've got a Warrior's Reward yearling.
Okay.
We don't have anything in foal.
He'd probably be going to the sale.
Yeah, she's a big, big, strong filly. Yeah, she's going to September. We really like her. Okay. So it was, you know, these stallions can get so hot and cold so quick.
Yeah.
People aren't really patient in the market. So it's nice to just wait and see. You know, I mean, what the Warrior's Reward, everybody was screaming about how they weren't going to be two-year-old runners. They weren't going to be two-year-old runners. Wait till they're three-year-olds. And then all of a sudden he comes out and he's got, what, seven two-year-old winners.
He had nine stakes horses in his first crop.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and two just the other day.
Right.
Oh, we got to take a break for some commercials. I'll get right back to you. I see we got a tour coming. They have tours out here at the Thoroughbred Center, and they better get up here because it's going to rain. Well, the first foals were trap shot of two-year-olds. He's already sighted a pair of promising winners. Shoot Craps set a new track record, a course record, 5 furlongs and 57-2. That was on the grass, of course, to break his maiden at Belmont, and Tappet in the hole was going 4.5 furlongs on the dirt at Churchill. Now Shoot Craps goes in the Bashford Manor on the dirt today. So the trap shots are off and running and at major tracks, and it appears they can handle dirt and grass. That's a plus right there. Trap Shot is a graded stakes winner by champion sire Tappet out of Shopping. She's by private account. He's a half-brother to the grade one winner and millionaire Miss Shop, and there are 7 stakes winners from his first dam. Trap Shot won the grade two True North, the Long Branch, the Waldenboro, placed in 2 grade one stakes, earned over $700,000. There are 3 yearlings by Trap Shot in the face he tipped in July select sale, along with youngsters by the Claiborne Farm sires, Arch, Blame, First Samurai, Flatter, Warfront. For more on the Claiborne stands, call Bernie Sams at 859-233-4252 and see the website at claibornefarm.com. LexHorseFarms.com, that is the website for Hill and Reagan Parker. Been in the horse business for longer than they've been in the real estate business. I know they've been in the real estate business 12 years, going on 13 now, I guess. And he saddled a winner just the other day, another winner. And they're a great couple. They're wonderful people to do business with. People that if you want to sell your home, they'll work real hard for you. And they're people you can trust. And also, they always have an outstanding variety of locations and sizes and prices. And they can help you find just the perfect farm just for you. And they'll keep going until they find it for you, too. They've got listings right now in Fayette, Bourbon, Jesmond, Woodford, Scott, Clark County. Outstanding variety of locations and sizes and prices. There's a place over on the Maysville Road, former portion of the old Forest Retreat Farm. You know, they raised Kentucky Derby winner Determine out there. And Hale DePatcher, she won the Oaks. It's 40 acres, 12 stalls. 2,590 square foot manager's house and a custom built 3,900 main house with a, it's a wonderful home, vaulted season, hardwood floors. Anyway, here, go to the website. It's LexHorseFarms.com, and here's the phone number, 859-608-8039. Well, they know how to raise a racehorse at Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm. They've raised more than 250 that went on to earn black type, and Crestwood is the only farm in North America to have raised three distaffers that went on to earn more than $2 million each. To earn Eclipse Awards, two earned Eclipse Awards, and one was selected to the Hall of Fame. That would be Extra Heat, bred by Pope McLean Sr. in partnership with Pope McLean Jr., Mark McLean, and Peter Befringer Jr. So, when you see a yearling raised at Crestwood Farm walk into the sales ring, you can be confident that it's been raised the right way. They're regular consigners to the major sales. Their first consignment is the Fasig Tipton July Select Sale. They've got a colt by champion Sire Kitten's Joy, and two colts by Eclipse Award winner Hanson. And while in Kentucky for the sale, give Pope a call at 859-252-3770. Ask about the wide variety of services available at Crestwood Farm and take a look at the website at crestwoodfarm.com.
Now, back to Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis.
All right, well, I'm talking to Anthony Hamilton, who's got a farm down in Bourbon County, and trained Roxalina to win the, won the Roxalina Stakes with Fioretti. Is that the way you pronounce
it? That's it, Fioretti.
Did you name her?
No. Yeah. We bought her out in the July sale last year.
Oh, but, did you?
Yeah, I've been told that it's Italian for flower, so.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about all I know.
F-L-O-U-R, F-L-O-W-E-R.
I don't know.
anyway, what, Jimmy Bell bred that?
Yes. Yes,
is that
sir.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
And
well,
she's got a half sister by Hardspun that's New York bred. Wesley Ward owns and trains. That's actually here at Keeneland. And then she's got a full sister down in Florida, the broker made in a Gulfstream this year, 3 year old. So.
Yeah. Okay. Who owns this filly now?
That'd be Dad's partner, Tony Braddock, and Don James out of Louisville. He owns 10%.
Okay. You got a piece of her?
Well, I'm...
Your dad's?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. Were you going to keep her, breed her? What are you going to do?
That's the plan. You know, I mean, as of right now, we'll run her through this year and then breed her next year. You know, when she ran through her conditions, we talked about maybe putting her in fall this year, and we decided to go for some black type, and it's paid off. So
absolutely,
yeah, she keeps getting better and better. So, yeah.
Where's she going next?
We're thinking the Gardenia or the Groupie Doll now, going a mile over there at Ellis.
Oh yeah, right. Of course, so, Gardenia's graded.
Right, it's grade three.
Yeah, yeah, that would really help you.
Oh, huge. Yeah, it'd be huge.
Yeah,
like I said, as long as things keep going, that's August the 8th. So we got a while to keep her happy.
Yeah.
And
so that'd be our next race, you think?
I think so. You know, we'll go back and take a look at it. But unless we wanted to really ship somewhere, that's where we're pointing right now anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. And then it kind of opens up after that because you've got Churchill opening back up. You've got Kentucky Downs. You've got Keeneland comes back around the corner.
Oh, they're giving some money away at Churchill. Kentucky Downs, right? That's unbelievable.
It is. It is. What, $120,000 maidens?
Yeah.
It's it's just a shame it's only a 5-day meet.
Yeah, right. Well, they have to spend that money.
That's right.
Yeah. Somewhere or the other. You got anything for the grass down there?
I think everybody has a barn full of horses they're trying to get.
Yeah, I don't know if they can run on the grass, but you're going to try them anyway.
You're going to try. You know, it's a funny course, too. You know, it's not like going to Saratoga or something, you know, or even Keeneland or Churchill. I mean, any horse on the day could handle that up and downhill, and you know that. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I had a bad experience last time I ran down there. We took one down, and we got a terrible ride. Guy did. I think he was scared of a horse or something. I don't know. Probably my fault. I picked the wrong rider. But not only that, my wife put gasoline in a diesel truck. So it was. I've never let her forget that.
You know, you got to get the right rider out there too, because that up and down hills, those guys aren't used to that.
I know. So. Yeah. Well, a lot of people go for the European riders if there's any down there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, it's a you know, kind of country fair kind of looking track down there, you know. You got anything that you're going with? Or you're really going to go down there?
I think so, yeah. I've got a two-year-old filly that if we can get ready.
What's she by?
She's by Pioneer of the Nile.
Oh, okay, wow.
She acts like she wants the grass, and I thought that...
Looked like they run on anything.
Yeah, but she's... So that'd be... And then, you know, Fioretti, if we get to that point, there's a race going 6.5 out there. Mm-hmm. It's a listed stake, but it's 300,000. And then we'll take a look. I've got another Bernardini filly that really likes the turf that I'd like to get her out there. Uh-huh. So, wow. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think everybody's scouring that condition book and aiming for it. The book's already out.
Yeah.
So they give everybody plenty of time. I mean, you'll get guys shipping in from New York, and they'll ship in there from about anywhere for that kind of money.
Now, you don't ship. Or you stay here the year round?
We do, yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the farm. You know, it'd be difficult.
Yeah. That's why most of the people here, especially those over on the hill, you know.
Right. It'd be difficult for me to get away during foaling season, and that's pretty much the only time we would. Now, last year we kept about 10 in training throughout the winter. And I'll send a few of those home, give them a break. And a couple of them didn't really take to Turfway.
Yeah.
So if we've still got them and they're going well, they'll go home for the winter. We'll probably keep about 6 or 7 for Turfway.
Yeah. Okay. They Mountaineer, of course, they've cut out racing dates. And,
you know, I've never been up there. We've generally just stuck
been
to
able
Kentucky.
To avoid that.
Yeah, we've done our best.
Yeah.
So we've weathered the storm, so to say. But so we've generally just run in Kentucky and Ohio.
Yeah.
We don't even go to Indiana that much. So if they're not good enough to run in Kentucky, we'll take them up to Ohio and try our luck up there.
Yeah. Perch is a little better at Belterra now than it used to be when it was River Downs.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. You know, I really enjoyed River Downs.
Oh, I did too. Yeah. It was a fun track to go to.
It was a fun racetrack. The atmosphere was good. Not to say it's not now, but everything's changed. So, and I know Dad told a lot of stories about, you know, because he worked the gate at River and he spent a lot of time up there shipping from here. And he had some great stories from River.
Oh, I bet.
That little tiki bar there and everything. And
we almost went up there yesterday to watch a friend's horse run and run second, but we looked at the radar and here came all these storms down, and I said, I don't want to drive up there in a storm. And
Jim Rankin won one up there yesterday.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Yeah. And Tim Wilson had a second. That was one we were going to go see.
And what they got? But there's three horses in that Bashford Manor today from the training center.
Yeah, three of them?
Yeah, I guess Craps is in there, and Corrigan's got one in, and Tommy Short's got one in there.
Oh, wow, that's good. Yeah, but we've had a lot of winners out of there so far. I think I've got them here.
I think they've had a good Churchill meet.
39 winners so far this month.
That's good.
And I probably missed a few. Back when I was clocking here, I knew them all, everybody, but now I'm. You know, I haven't been clocking for a couple of years, and
right.
Some of these people shipping in, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, so you said you married?
I'm not. I have a girlfriend. She's lovely.
Is she listening?
I hope so.
I know her. I know her, so it's okay.
I hope she is. No, we've been together for about 4 years now. So.
Uh-huh.
We actually leased a little place down the road on Harp Ennis.
On Harp Ennis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Bourbon County still.
Yeah. Oh, I know where Harp Ennis is. I drive it all the time.
We're right on the line.
I live right around the corner on Clay Kaiser.
Okay.
You know where that is?
I know exactly where it is.
Yeah.
Matt Frazier's dad's got a place out that way.
He's on Brentsville.
Okay.
In the wintertime, I can see almost see his place.
Okay.
Yeah, you know. As the crow flies, we're not a mile apart. Yeah, I just go down to the four-way stop and turn right.
That's a great area.
Oh, yeah. Great. Land's great. Yeah. And, you know, and I've just got a little place. We've got 22 acres. It's small enough, you know, where I can take care of it. And although.
That's all you need,
right? Well, yeah, you know. here come all the tourists. Boy, got a big crowd. You better bring them up here on it's raining, so. And the rains come.
So how many horses do you have on your leash?
Oh, just retired horses, really.
Your retired ones?
Yeah, well, I'll send some layups out there, horses that need some time or horses that just aren't making it.
What, do your place?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we keep all the mares and foals out of Dad's or our other place.
I see. How many acres on your place on?
Harpenis?
Yeah.
66.
66?
Yeah, too many.
Yeah.
Way too many.
God almighty, what do you do
for, about for 10 retired horses and a couple of layups?
He mows a lot.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be acres of the horse, not horses of the acre.
Yeah.
Well,
we sent a horse. We had a layup here for actually Mr. Hubbard that won Fly Through the Fire. I know you guys wouldn't have gotten that because he was a layup here, but he went out there and won a stake at, I don't know where it was now. It was in New Mexico, but he was a quarter horse.
Probably from
Ruidoso?
It could have been.
Sunland or Ruidoso.
See, it's just two tracks here, Sunland and Ruidoso.
Yeah, well, who he's talking about is Artie Hubbard. He's big time in the quarter horse business, and his girlfriend's dad is partners with a lot and friends with all the quarter horse people. That's why I was asking him if he's going to get into quarter horses, because that'll make his girlfriend real happy.
I guess you know Matt Frazier then.
I do, yeah. I know Matt well. Matt's a really good guy.
Yeah,
Matt and his dad.
Yeah. They're a nice family.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah,
they're great.
I've known them quite a while, too. But anyway, well, I'm going to let you go.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Listen, I appreciate you coming by, and good luck to you with that
filly.
We'll keep an eye on her.
Absolutely.
Don't let them sneak by me now. Bet $2 for the ex-clocker.
Yeah.
All right, this has been Anthony Hamilton. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you.
I'm sorry about your dad.
He
was a great guy. All right, well, Miz and Mass has sired 7 Grade 1 winners. They've won Grade 1 stakes at distances from 6 to 10 furlongs. Got 2 starters in Grade 1 stakes today. Literates goes in the and the Gold Cup out of Santa Anita, and Money's on Charlotte goes in the Mother Goose up in not the Mother Goose. It's the CCAO she goes in up in New York today. Ms. Mass is one of the most versatile sires in North America. Came within a half length of siring his 8th Grade 1 winner when Flimby, after a nightmare trip, ran 2nd in Belmont's Grade 1 Just a Game Stakes. She also finished 2nd this year in Keeneland's Grade 1 Jenny Wiley. Won a pair of stakes last year, including the Grade 2 Gold of Cobra. Now, Flimby is one of 10 2015 stakes horses by Mizzen Mass. Sire of the winners of 3 Breeders' Cup races, a Champion Tyrrell, and a Classic winner. Mizzen Mass stands at Judmont Farm, home also of the Grade 1 stakes winner, First Defense. First Defense sired an Eclipse Award winner in his first crop. He sired 2 Millionaires in his first crop. He's a sire of 4 stakes winners this year, 2 of them greatest stakes winners, and the best is yet to come. The quality of mares covered by First Defense since he proved his ability as a classic sire, fantastic. For more on the Dudmont Stallions, call Gary Walker, Aaron Fry at 859-272-7629 and see the website at judmont.com. We'll need that racing form. Oh, buddy, would you find the breeders' things in that form? Huh?
Racing form just came.
Just now came?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Hadn't had a chance. Well, you'll find not Breeders' Cup. Anyway, horses raised on prior. I'll find it. Don't worry about it. There you go. Right there. Horses raised on products from Macaulay Brothers. See, I can read the racing form upside down.
And it is sleep. It's terrible.
Most kids, started reading primers,
Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill,
No, it wasn't Jack. It was Jane and somebody.
Yeah, in first
Dick
grade.
Dick and Jane in the first grade.
Yeah, well, I was reading the Daily Racing.
Yeah, right.
Well, horses raised on products from Macaulay Brothers won 6 more stakes last weekend. That brings the total to 91 stakes already this year. 49 of the 99 were graded stakes, including 14 grade 1. The Land of Lucy Stakes at Santa Anita was won by Right There, bred by Stone Street Thoroughbred Holdings, the Red Cross at Monmouth, Keep Crossing, bred by Burton C. Jones, the Barely Even at Gulfstream went to Little Alexis, bred by Gainsway Thoroughbreds, the Kai Alter Stakes in Canada, Blue Dancer won it, bred by Keen Ridge Racing, and in South America, Ryan's Charm, bred by Anne Marie Farm, picked up 134 pounds and won Grade 1 Stakes in Salama, bred by Franklin Park Farm, won a Grade 3. Congratulations to all. Why don't you give Mike Warren or David Longmire a call at 859-873-3333 and join the winning team at McCauley Brothers. Ask about the free services that come with every bag of feed you purchase and take a look at the website at MacaulayBros.com. You're welcome to stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles, and keep in mind, at McCauley Brothers, it's all about the horse. All right, Daily Racing Form just handed to me, the Sunday edition, with past performances from Belmont, Gulfstream, Woodbine, Monmouth Park, Belterra, Arlington, Canterbury, and Lone Star. Boy, that's a variety of tracks, isn't it? Denise Steffos has an article in here on the search for natural dewormers. Such as the one being used above as a picture over here. Horses are getting built up an immunity to the old wormers now, so I've got to read this and see what they've coming up with. Then, because we need tobacco. What?
They can go back to tobacco.
Well, that's right.
That's what they used to use in the old days.
Yeah. John Sparkman is writing about Wesley Ward and Haslini in the spotlight at Royal Ascot, so that'll be a very interesting thing to read. Let's see what else is in here in the Sunday edition. This is in the Sunday edition of the Daily Racing Form. Jay Hoveday's got an article in. Jay is one of the best turf riders around. And as I say, there's, of course, a wide variety of past performances. You want that, dear?
Yeah.
All right. Now, the daily. Here's what I want you to do for the Daily Racing Form breeding and get that in-depth breeding news, sales, and auction coverage the week around, I should say. What you need to do is sign up for the breeding update and your free email of connection to Daily Racing Form Breeding. Just go to drf.com/breeding update and sign up today. That's drf.com/breeding update and sign up today for the Daily Racing Form. So, breeding edition. And it's very informative, a great place to keep informed, and of course there's nothing like the Daily Racing Form, racing's Bible.
Everyone in the horse business on the wheel is an experienced driver and an experienced horseman, and that's why for over 60 years the Sally Van has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis.
Alrighty. Got Steve Moody with me. Steve is the author of the Kentucky Handicapper Sheep, published by Bloodstock Research Information Services. Got two stakes races, graded stakes, up at Churchill today, the Grade 2 Firecracker and the Grade 2 Bashford Manor. Steve, how are you this morning?
All right, Ursula.
How are you? Sound like you're down in a well.
I'm right here.
Oh, that's better. Okay. All right, you got time to give me the winner of those two races?
You want the Bashford Manor and the Firecracker, I take it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, the Bashford Manor, of course, this is a race for two-year-olds going six furlongs. It's a sixth race tonight. Tonight is their downs after dark. They start at 6 o'clock. It's the last day of the meet for Churchill Downs, the closing day. And you got a field of eight drawn for the Bashford Manor, running that for the 114th time. And I like the horse from on the inside, Ursula. He's coming in hot. It's a Texas bred that really added Lasix last time and won very handily over maiden rivals. He led start to finish that day. But he's also run well, shown the ability, doesn't have to have the lead every step of the way. That's probably important when you're breaking from the rail. That's not really an advantage. But I think his versatility makes him the winner here. If he runs back to that something close to that first race or that winning race, he'll be tough to beat. The two horse, a little bit of a price, Patrick Rocks. He's trained by John Robb. He comes in from, he's brought his horses in from Maryland before. He's won this race. He either won this race or the debutante. I can't remember which one, but he always comes in with a nice horse up there from the east coast somewhere, and he's got this Patrick Rocks in coming in from Pimlico. This one has as well. I expect him to be on or near the lead from the start. Then the 5-horse Shoot Craps has been so far more effective on the grass, but Dane Kolbiski, another East Coast trainer, I think this horse is worth a look here today. He's a 2-1, the second choice on the morning line. So we're going to go 1-2-5. He's coming in hot in the Bashford Manor.
Dane trains out here, by the way, at the Thoroughbred Center. Yeah, so does Tommy Short, and there's somebody else that's got one from in
there.
Yeah,
Tommy Short's got just another Morgan in there, and his horse is taking the blinkers off. Maybe sort of signals a change in tactics for him. And let's see, the other graded race would be the Firecracker. That's a 1 mile race on the turf. Grade two, field of nine, drawn in there. Pretty well matched group. There's not too many you can toss out in here. I settled on the 2-horse Skyflight. He had won 3 in a row. Going into Tampa Bay, got beat in there by a nice horse, Lochte, in the Tampa Bay Stakes. This horse led that day, wasn't able to hold it, got beat, finished third, but only got beat a neck for all of it. And he's come back, worked, had a nice set of work since then for Mark Cassie. And I'm going to give him the edge here today, 7-2 on the morning line. The 7-horse Departing, thought he ran pretty well on his first start of the year. He figures to move forward off of that. He's a horse that's probably maybe better on the dirt. So certainly if we get bad weather today and this race moves to the dirt, I think he would be the strong choice, but I think he's got a good shot as well on the turf. He's got a pedigree that would suggest he can handle the turf. He's trained by Al Stahl, and Miguel Mena has the mount in here. Hammer's Terror, I thought came back to Churchill last time out, ran a big race, and for Mike Maker, he comes off of the, like I said, if he can repeat that one, you got to give him a chance in here, although he's certainly moving up in class today, but that was a big effort from him last time out. So we're going to go with 2 Skyflight, 2-7-5 in the closing night Firecracker.
Yeah, I've got a note here from Rusty. Says you're going on vacation.
Yeah, we'll be off until Saratoga. So
you're kidding.
It'll be 4 weeks. We'll be talking about the, I don't know what the stake is at the first Saturday at Saratoga. Maybe the, trying to think what it would be. Maybe the Diana. I don't know for sure, but yeah. We'll have a little time to decompress.
Well, how am I going to go 4 weeks without a winner?
Well, I don't know. Have you been that long before?
Oh, hell yes. Many times, I'm afraid. All right, well, Steve, are you, in other words, next week you won't be here. Who's going to do the sheet?
Like I said, just kind of decompressing for another 3.5 weeks.
Okay. No. All right. Well, so much for that then. Doggone it. We're going to miss you. But we'll see you at Saratoga. How's that?
That'll work.
Are you going to do a Saratoga sheet or what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll be back in the We'll be back at the grindstone for that 6 days. That 6 days a week, boy, it'll be a long.
Yeah.
Be good racing, but boy, it's you need a month off to start on Saratoga at 6 days a week for 7 weeks. So.
Come on, you're starting to show your age.
Well,
okay, Steve. All right, well, Steve, we'll talk to you at Saratoga when the Saratoga May opens in, and we thank you so much. You have a good time, my friend.
All right, thanks, Ursula.
All right. Well, DeHarris never miss. He has sired stakes horses with every crop to race a full season. In fact, a remarkable 16% have won a place in stakes. Keep that in mind when you see a DeHar walk into the sales ring. He's a grade one stakes winner by the elite sire and sire of sires awesome again, the world's leading sire of grade one winners on dirt. DeHarris stands at Chadwell Farm with the stallions Albertus Maximus and Interdab. Like DeHare, Interdab is a proven sire of graded stakes winners. He was a brilliant sprinter. He's a son of the brilliant speed sire Phone Trick. Also like DeHare, Interdab sires a high percentage of stakes horses from starters, a solid 14%. The first foals by Albertus Maximum were two-year-olds. First crop yearling sold for up to $90,000 last year. Albertus Maximus won the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, the Grade 1 Don. He earned over $1,328,000. Now, for more on the Shadwell Farm stallions, call stallion manager Ken Barnes at 859-224-4585 and see the website at shadwellfarm.com.
Want unlimited access to pedigrees for more than 2 million foals? Then Brissette.com's American Produce Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand. Go to Brissette.com/APR. Optimized for tablet and mobile, Brissette.com's APR online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on nearly every North American thoroughbred dating back more than a century. Race records, public auction prices, pedigree statistics, and more, all included for $275 per year. Visit Brissette.com/APR and discover why the APR has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations. And why a new generation is using APR online.
Well, June 20th at Delaware, Don Worth, a three-year-old colt by the big horse sire Tisnow, blew away his field in the Stanton Stakes, winning by 11 lengths, getting a mile in the 16th and 141-2. He's Tisnow's seventh 2015 stakes winner, and he just may be the next big horse by his Hall of Fame sire. Tisnow stands at Windstar Farm, as do two of his sons, grade one stakes winner Colonel John and Gemologist. Colonel John is the nation's second-ranked third crop sire, bettered only by yet another Windstar stallion pioneer, the Nile sire of American Pharaoh. The first foals by Gemologist are yearlings, and both Colonel John and Gemologist are represented by youngsters in the Facey Tipton July sale. Also with yearlings in the sale are Artie Schiller, Bodemeister, his first foals are yearlings, Bellamy and Road, congrats, champion sire Distorted Humor, Drosselmeyer, Pioneer of the Nile, Sydney's Candy, and Super Saver. For more on the Windstar stands, call Sean Tugle or Kyle Wilson at 859-873-1717 and see the website at windstarfarm.com.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursel Ellis.
All righty. Well, let me take care of my friends over to Kentucky Thoroughbred Association. That's Chauncey Morris, who heads that organization up. And these are the names of the Kentucky Bred Stakes winners from last week and the Red Cross Stakes at Monmouth Park. Went to Keep Crossing. Keep Crossing by Iztam, bred by Brereton C. Jones. And let's see. Well, Red Cross, I remember her very well. What was she by? Delta Judge, a fast filly, Miss Mary Fisher bred her a few decades ago, put it that way. the Singletory Stakes at Santa Anita winner, Soul Driver, was bred by John Penn. The Land of Lucy Stakes at Santa Anita was won by Right There, by Escondrea, bred by Stone Street Thoroughbred Holdings. The Key Altar Stakes, which was in northwestern Canada out there. Blue Dancer won that by Bluegrass Cat, bred by Keen Ridge Racing. The Barely Even Handicap at Gulfstream winner was Little Alexis by Mr. Greeley, bred by Gainesway Thoroughbred Farm, our neighbors here. The Victoria Stakes at Woodbine went to Holiday Hideaway. Holiday Hideaway by Sensational, bred by Bruce Lunsford. The Ohio Derby, $500,000 worth. Mr. Z, the winner, by Malibu Moon, 3-year-old colt bred by Richard Manyard. Of course, Malibu Moon is Spendthrift Farm. The Pleasanton Oaks was won by Windy Forecast, by Stormy Atlantic, bred by McKnight Thoroughbreds. The Donald Levine Memorial at Parks, AP Indian, by Indian Charlie, bred by Green Lantern Stables. The Coca-Cola Handicap at Emerald Downs. I wonder if they gave him a free Coke with that. The Trailer Guy by Henny Hughes, bred by Byer Patch Farm, B-Y-E-R Patch Farm. That's a new one on me, Byer Patch Farm. The Stanton Stakes at Delaware Park went to Donworth. He won big time. He's by Tisnow, 3-year-old colt, won by 11 lengths. Bred by K.C. Garnett Farm. Churchill Downs. Churchill Downs at Roxalana Stakes went to Fioretti by Bernardini, bred by James G. Bell. That's Jimmy Bell from over at Darling. Trained by our guest today, Anthony Hamilton. Nice kid. So was his daddy. The Dark Star Stakes at Canterbury Park. A Dark Star never ran at Canterbury Park, but they got a race named after him. Of course, that's the colt to beat Native Dancer in the handed Native Dancer's only defeat. That was in the Derby. And in the Preakness, that they said that was a fleek, but in the Preakness, he broke down. Dark Star did, and by golly, he was in front when he did it, and returning for home. So who knows? Priceless Commodity won the Dark Star. He by Midnight Loot, bred by Michael Dement. The Diamond Jubilee Stakes at Ascot, undrafted. A 5-year-old game by Purim, bred by Catesby Clay. And the great Group 2 Queen Mary Stakes at Ascot went to Acapulco, a 2-year-old filly by Sket Daddy. Sket Daddy stands over at Ashford Stud and was bred by Dr. Charles Giles. So that was that's them. They're running the well, Jackie, you want to do some announcements now?
Yeah.
You want to
finish?
You want to finish up on your announcements?
First thing I want to announce is Belmont Park's running a claiming $16,000 claiming price with a pot of $32,000. Double the price. Holy cats. Now, what else I wanted to say was I was reading the racing form. I love this kind of stuff. Wesley Ward has been knocking him dead a couple years at Royal Ascot. He figured out that our two-year-olds are more trained earlier, more advanced than they are in England, where they go real slow. So he takes them over there, and he's winning, winning, winning.
It's well, he wins with two-year-olds here, too.
Yeah,
you know,
but I mean,
he's kind of a reputation of being a two-year-old trainer.
Yeah, but he's the only one I know of went to Royal Ascot with that in mind and did something with it. I think that's great.
Well, God bless him.
Yeah, okay. July 22nd, 26th is the Kentucky Summer AA Show at the Horse Park. That's Hugh Cannon, 233-0492. Joyce Burns Summer Camp, that's Joyce Brinsfield at her Bally High Stables down on 33 in Versailles is having her summer camps. The first one, beginners, is July 13th through the 17th. Nori Scheffel is having her first one. Oh, she's a well underway. Girl Camp is the 22nd through the 26th, and the Pick Squeak Camp is the 29th through July the 1st. Isn't that cute? We already talked about New Vocations is beginning construction at Mirworth. It's a long way away, but save the date. First Lady Jane Brasier's 5th annual Horses and Hope Trail Ride. That's at the Horse Park. You can actually ride all around the Horse Park. That's all. I'm done. I'm finished.
You're done already?
Fork in me.
So, all right. Well, they said that. All righty. Well, I better give you the winners from out here at the Thoroughbred Center before I have to sign off here before too much longer. We have had this month 39 winners, 12 since last week's show. And those 12 are Fioretti, winner of the Roxalana Stakes up at Churchill, trained by Anthony Hamilton Jr. Tom Bergen saddled a winner in Indiana. Tanya Lobsinger saddled a winner at Presque Isle. John Langemeyer had a winner at Mountaineer. Scotty Moran, a winner at Mountaineer. Scooter Hughes, a winner at Indiana. Chuck Peary had a winner at Indiana. John O'Meara has a winner at Indiana Downs. Hill Parker had another winner at Belterra. Tanya Bulmitas had a winner at Belterra. Jim Rankin had a winner at Belterra yesterday. And Paul McEntee saddled a winner up at Indiana yesterday. So that was 12 wins from the Thoroughbred Center since last week, which I think is outstanding. I want to get that in before I go off. They are running Coach Club American Oaks today up in New York. And the first Coach and Club American Oaks was run in 1917. A filly named Wistful won it. Now, don't confuse it with the winner of the 1949 Coach and Club American Oaks, another Wistful. As a matter of fact, the second one was a Calumet filly, and I remember her very well. And but it's they've had a bunch of fine winners down through the years of the Coach and Club American Oaks. Oh, fillies like Cleopatra and Princess Noreen, Edith Cavell. She was in the first crop of Man Award. She won in 1927, I believe it was. Bateau, Top Flight. The Whitney Bred filly that was a champion filly in 1930, Black Helen, Vagrancy, a great producer, Twilight Tear, Horse of the Year, another Calumet filly, Next Move, raced for Mr. Alfred Gwynn Vanderbilt, Real Delight, another Calumet filly, High Voltage filly by Ambry Oaks, A Glitter, Dark Mirage by, what was she by? Persian Road the Second. How in the world did I remember that one?
I have no idea. That's extraordinary.
Persian. I remember Persian Road. He stood over at Manchester Farm for Mr. Duval Healy. I love Mr. Healy. He was a really nice fellow. Funny man. Funny man. Shoe V, that was the best thing Nashua ever signed, and a great ruffian. Also won the Coaching Club of American Oaks. And then the 1962 winner was Cicada. And I interviewed Penny Chenery a few years ago, and we talked about Cicada, and I said, now, do you pronounce that Cicada or Cicada? And she says, Cicada. I know that everybody else says Cicada for the bug, but we pronounce it Cicada. Huh. And she was by Brian G. out of Satsuma by Boswit, and she's a very great top race mare. I mean, champion two-year-old filly, champion three-year-old filly, and a champion handicap mare. Don't get much better than that, did you? But anyway, she was, but you know, she was a disappointment as a producer. Her first foal was a stakes winner, colt by Sir Gaylord, that won the juvenile and ran third in the National Stallion Stakes and the Youthful Stakes. But that's all she ever had was the first one. She was, ancestress of, a couple of stakes winners, but she had a real spotty record. She was, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 years in a row barren. Then she had a foal that died, not covered the previous year, and then she slipped. So real disappointment as far as a producer goes. What do you need?
There's a horse running in California that they kind of like. It's just starting out. Named Kentuckian.
Oh, yeah. I told you about that.
Oh, you
not
did?
The first Kentuckian.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, that thing won a stakes. The first Kentuckian was bred by Preston Madden and raced by T.V. Lark at Top Champion Grass Horse that he stood at stud over at the Hamburg place. And that was...
Well, he's got another name.
Well, I'm sure Preston is fussing a little bit. And
I would.
Funny, kind of, when we're getting back to Cicada, she was by Brian G., son of Blenheim. It was a pretty decent kind of a racehorse, you know, out of Satsuma by Boswit. And it's kind of a funny. Satsuma was, as I said, by Boswit. And Boswit was a dead heated in the 1944 Carter Handicap, the only major stakes race where there was a triple dead heat. John Blanks Campbell was the handicapper in New York at that time, and they're all carrying different weights. And he dead-heated with Wait a Bit and Brownie. So anyway, that's kind of interesting kind of thing. Casey Hayes trained cicada, incidentally. How much time I got left before I have
three
to?
And a half.
3.5 minutes. I'd like to throw in a. Have I got one short here? Oh, I got to do a commercial. Oh, my goodness. Well, Mr. Z of 3-0 Cobra Malibu Moon won the $500,000 Ohio Derby last Saturday, and that same day at Delaware Lunar Time, a 4-year-old filly by Malibu Moon won the Grade 3 Obeah Stakes. Now, Mr. Z prevailed after a bitter duel with Tansador, a 3-year-old colt in the first crop, a Warrior's Reward, to boost his earnings to almost $1 million now. Tansador, the horse that ran second, finished second in the Grade 1 Wood earlier in the year. He is one of 9 stakes horses from the first crop of Warrior's Reward, statistics that include stakes winners Warrior Come Out to Play, winner June 7 of Stakes at Parks, and Requite, winner that same day of Stakes at Gulfstream. Malibu Moon, a top 10 sire again this year, is 7 yearlings in the upcoming Phasic Tipton July sale, and they're 6 by Warrior's Reward. Both stand at Spendthrift Farm. Also in the sale are youngsters by the Spendthrift Stallions, Archer, Charge, Dominus, and In the Mischief, Line of David, Patio Prado, Temple City, Tisway, and Wilburn. For more on the Spencer Stallions, call Des Dempsey, Brian Lila, Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030, and see the website at spendthriftfarm.com.
Now, back to Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis.
All right, now, following this show, incidentally, is Cameron Miles, Cameron Mills' program, and everybody remembers Cameron Mills. I've still got a tape of that game where he hit the shot against it, beat Duke. And every time that Kentucky gets beat playing basketball and throws in a bad game or something like that, I drag out that tape and watch that, and it cheers me right back up again, you know. But I forget the name of the kid that tipped that ball out to him. Evans, I believe it was. Do you remember the kids? Mashuma Evans. Anyway, he tipped the ball out to him. I never will forget the announcer said, to all of all people, Cameron Mills.
That's right to him.
Right to him. And anyway, I'm sure he's got to talk about the draft the other day. And I stayed up and watched the 4 kids get drafted, and then I had to go to bed. I can't stay up much later than that, you know. But anyway, make sure you stay tuned for the Cameron Mills Show. He has a good show. Nice guy. So that music means it's time for us to bail out. And so thank you, Tim, down at the station, and Ressie here at the Crocker Stand with us. And we'll be back next week, same time, same station. Thanks for listening.